Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We've been giving you the first alert all week long on this strong cold front that's now on our doorstep. It'll move in from the west later this afternoon into this evening, bringing some dramatic weather changes. So enjoy the warm weather while you can, if that's what you like, because it's just down to hours now and how long that warm weather is going to last, as temperatures this morning are already above our average high temperatures. In many cases, just barely dropped below 70 in some spots this morning. And so we'll quickly get into the 70s this morning, and some spots may touch 80 by early this afternoon before the clouds thicken and the showers and even a few thunderstorms move in ahead of the cold front. Now, it doesn't look like we're in for widespread, strong, or severe storms, but I can't rule out a storm or two that would produce some pretty strong winds this afternoon, so we'll keep you updated, of course, as necessary from the First Alert Weather Center. These showers and storms will be marching to the east, and while there'll be heavy downpours at times, the overall rainfall amounts are not likely to be all that great because it's a fast-moving weather system. But it does look like 100% coverage of rain at one time or another this afternoon into early this evening, with rainfall amounts averaging a quarter to a half inch. But again, there will be some downpours embedded in there, and some of this may affect the afternoon commute. So just keep that in mind as these showers and storms. We can see them already on interactive Doppler radar out to the west of Jacksonville, streaming from the Tennessee Valley southward into the Florida Panhandle. And that's what will roll eastward as we go through the day today, and we get those showers and storms to spread from west to east in the afternoon. And once the rain begins in earnest, those temperatures will drop off from the upper 70s into the 60s pretty quickly. The actual cold front will move through overnight tonight, and that's when we'll drop off even more. By morning, we're down into the 40s, much more typical of this time of year, and then we're in for a cold snap again that'll last through a good part of next week. The weekend at least will be much brighter. We'll have plenty of sunshine, something we've been missing the last several days for the most part. So temperatures tomorrow only topping out at around 60 degrees, but a gusty northwest wind's going to make it feel cooler and protect those indoor, those plants again tomorrow night, rather bring them indoors, as it looks like temperatures drop to or very close to freezing, at least near and west of Interstate 95 by early Sunday morning, setting us up for a cold Sunday, but a lot of sun again. Temperatures only topping out in the mid-50s. Again, an inland freeze Sunday night into early Monday morning, so a crisp Martin Luther King day, but at least plenty of sunshine, only in the upper 50s. Tuesday, a brief, hesitate to call it warm-up, but at least a little bit milder, around 60 degrees, but that's ahead of another strong cold front that'll bring in, it looks like, even colder air, but a quick shot, but colder air Wednesday into Thursday that could see some inland temperatures down into the 20s. Wednesday night. So there's your first alert on what could be a potentially significant freeze for the middle of next week. So the big nights and early mornings to protect your plants and be concerned about freezing temperatures, mainly inland, away from the beaches and the intercoastal. So near and west of I-95 will be Sunday and Monday morning, and then again Wednesday and Thursday morning of next week. So we have Martin Luther King Day on Monday. Looks like a holiday for many folks will be a cool one, but plenty of sun. Morning lows in the low to mid-30s, afternoon highs in the upper 50s. So outdoor plans, just get ready to bundle up. But the wind doesn't look to be too terribly strong. Good day Sunday to watch the Jags inside here at home. Our temperatures, as chilly as they will be, are going to be about 35 degrees warmer than in Pittsburgh. Yeah, the Jags at Pittsburgh, a kickoff temperature near 20, wind chills of 5 to 10 degrees. It will be cold. And one of the colder games that the Jaguars have had to play in. And, of course, we've heard about the record. Not a good record when Jacksonville plays places with temperatures under 25 degrees. We've had but one victory playing away with an air temperature below 25, and that occurred in 2004, some 14 years ago, right before Christmas. We beat the Green Bay Packers at Green Bay, at Lambeau Field, with a temperature of around 12 degrees. Let's take a look back. Let's see. December 2004, Byron Leftwich was the Jags quarterback. Jimmy Smith was still catching balls, caught a 31-yard touchdown pass during that game. Josh Scobie was our kicker. How about these names? Fred Taylor, a 37-yard TD, had 165 yards for the game. The Packers quarterback was still Brett Favre. He had, however, four turnovers that day, and Jack Del Rio was the Jaguars coach. And believe it or not, gasoline, way back at 14 years ago, the average price of a gallon of gas was a little more than $1.74. Man, that sounds good, doesn't it? And we had a Republican president in office. We had President Bush, and of course now we have President Trump, a Republican. So, hey, maybe things are aligned properly for us to get this big W in Pittsburgh on Sunday. Another meteorological point to make, 2004 was a very active hurricane season. You might remember Florida was hit by four hurricanes. And while this year, at least leading up to this year, the 2017 hurricane season, we didn't have four storms hit the state, but it was a very active hurricane season. And of course, we had Irma move up the spine of Florida. So see, hey, maybe this is all coming together for the big Jags victory in Pittsburgh on Sunday. Go Jags! With all your weather, all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish. From the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for News 104.5 WOKV.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.